Hello and welcome from Podimo and 2020. This is First Dates, the podcast. I'm Cece Coleman.
And I'm Frankie Bridge.
You've finished the drinks and settled the bill. You and your date have said your goodbyes and you're immediately on the phone to your best friend.
And I was like, oh, he's with a bunch of lads. Go up and speak to them if you like. And he was like, no, he's with a girl, like holding her hand and kissing her. And I was like, excuse
Whoa.
Me?
Oh my God.
I know. And I was like,
in this podcast, we're letting you in on the post-date debrief. We'll be bringing you the most amazing, bizarre and heartwarming dating stories. Cece and I haven't met our daters before and we'll be hearing the gossip for the first time with you. We have just been inundated with like mad stories recently that like sometimes at the end of the day, my mind is blown and I'm like part happy that I'm married and not on this journey with you. But Cheers. Equally, like, kind of jealous that I wasn't around when dating apps, online, everything was, like, a thing.
I feel like you've done it the right way. I really do, because I had hope, and now we've started this
podcast. Oh, Cece, don't. You're going to break like, my heart.
Oh, my God. It's like a reminder that every time I think, do you know what, there are normal people out there. We do this podcast. I'm like, actually, no, there isn't. There really isn't. Everyone, well, not everyone. I'm sure Mr. Right is out there, but fucking hell. I might need to take a break off the dating.
Yeah.
Before.
I think you need a date ban for a bit. Overwhelmed. Okay. I think you're a bit over it. You're going into them like not really expecting anything, which sometimes is a good thing, but yeah. I think you're like, you're not excited about them. So I think it's time to have a break.
Yeah. Change the attitude.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, enough about us. We've got our lovely guests here.
We have.
We've got Paige and Beth. How are you feeling?
Hello.
Hello.
A little bit nervous.
A bit nervous. But
oh,
all right.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah.
I feel like you look like sisters.
Everyone says the same
and
thing.
Yeah, they do say the same.
Yeah.
So my mind is a little bit blown right now.
Yeah.
So you're not sisters, but you're friends.
We are friends.
Yeah, we are, yes.
Well, before we start, we like to do a little bit of an icebreaker. So we're going to ask you a couple of questions, just short and snappy. If I start with you, Paige, we're going to go with, what would you say are green flags for your date life?
I like someone who likes dogs.
Right.
It has to be a green flag.
Yeah.
And children as well. I mean, I can take or leave if they've got children or not, but they have to like children. I've got nieces, and if I'm bringing my nieces into their life, I want them to know that they're good around kids, you know?
Yeah.
They don't hate kids.
To be fair, though, you can force people to like dogs, because my husband didn't really like dogs, and I just enforced it onto him, and now he loves them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like they don't really know what they want either. So if you just bring a dog in, they're going to be like, oh, you're stuck with it now.
Yeah.
So
like, I find him giving them like plates of steak and chicken and stuff. And I'm like, I don't even do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's quite cute that he's been turned.
Yeah. But I feel like kids is a harder one.
Yeah. Especially if they haven't got kids. I don't have kids yet. But to bring someone into a life where they have kids already, you know, it has to be to and fro, doesn't it? Have to be best of both worlds.
Yeah.
They have to like it. So green flags, yeah. Someone who's, has a good
job.
Oh,
don't worry. We can stick with that. I think that's perfect. Like kids and dogs. Oh,
I've got a list. Wait till the red flags come in.
And what about you, Beth? What are your green flags?
So green flags, I'm the same, but with cats.
Dogs
kind of scare me. I got bitten before, so I have a bit of a phobia, if I'm honest.
That's fair.
I'll let you off on the phobia, to then turn to cats, I don't think that's a fair comparison.
Oh, it definitely is. It's more than fair. I feel like if someone's got a cat, if they're a guy, I feel like they've got a slightly softer side.
No, I disagree.
Do you not think?
No.
Okay,
I disagree.
I mean, I'm judgy on the old cats, but I do like cats. But you know, they're just a bit aggy.
They're unpredictable.
So,
like,
they are. But they've got little personalities.
And they're not loyal.
It makes them, yeah, I don't know.
So do you like a guy that's quite like spontaneous then? That's quite like, you just never know what you're going to get.
That's what I go for.
Okay, this makes sense. Yeah.
I feel like we've really ganged off on you then. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry, it's fine.
You are a cat or a dog person,
aren't
you?
I think you are.
Yeah, very strong.
Yeah.
Okay, well, talking of things that we don't really like. Beth, what would you say like your most specific ick is?
Men that like tie their shoelaces like triple knotted.
Who
triple
does that? Knotted?
Oh, yeah. Please, people
now
do
I'm trying
it.
To think of who, yeah. I've never what? Seen that.
No, they do. And obviously I know they're doing it to make sure that they don't come and dump.
I just need to check my shoelaces.
How many knots can I see there?
I mean, hold on. So right, you're on a date, it's going really, really well. And then
if I drop something, I look under the table and I notice that he's got really tight shoelaces.
Look for it.
I do.
Come on.
Because I've had it before where it was really, really tight. And I was like, it just grossed me out a little bit.
These poor guys. They can't even breathe.
No, well, I have to say, like, I've never met a person that does their shoes up three times. So that is a bit strange.
I think I'd prefer a guy with Velcro trainers.
No! I'm not sure I can do this.
Whoa.
Okay, no, not plimsolls. I've taken it a bit too far.
Velcro trainers. Like, I struggle to get ones to fit my 9-year-old son. Imagine a grown man in a Velcro trainer.
No, I'm just saying, I think I'd prefer.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Can we move on?
Okay, yeah, you are right.
You're already here.
All right, okay. And what about you then, Paige?
Has to be someone who has still a provisional licence. Don't be coming to me without a pink licence. I can't stand it.
Hang on a minute. Such
you don't want them to be able to drive?
No, I want them to be able to drive.
Yeah, no, okay. I get
I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I don't drive. Though.
Passenger princesses, they're not 100%. For me.
No.
I don't want no scrub. Telling you that.
Sitting in the passenger side. I get what you mean though, but I feel like it's also regional. Like if you live in London, there's actually quite a lot of people that don't drive because they don't need to.
True.
But yeah. I think I would still find that quite.
Yeah,
odd.
I think. Yeah.
I even find it when grown women don't drive a little bit.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Oh God, we've really got enough on a good start.
Can I leave? Okay. Is it too late?
Okay. You know what? I don't know what to say.
I think
on
only
this.
You should talk to Beth. Paige, set the scene for us. Where were you in your dating life? Like, where were you at? Like,
I just came out of a toxic relationship of about 3 years. So a part of me was, you know, we just come out of lockdown. We just had the whole, everyone was being at home, all the COVID, everything like that. So I was like, you know what? I'm actually ready to let myself be free again. I'm ready to see someone else. I'm ready to meet someone. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't trying. I didn't put myself out there. I mean, I was on the dating apps, but I never even updated pictures. They were old pictures. I never swiped and I never messaged anyone back. And I started going into doing TikToks and just really taking the mick out myself. And then I got approached by, well, he just liked one of my TikToks and then commented on it. Didn't think anything of it. And then next thing I know, I got a message request on Instagram and it was the same boy from the TikTok. And I was like, okay, this is, you know, he's taking his time out of his way to go on one social media app to another. So I thought that was quite nice. And
he's hunted you down.
Hunted me down, yeah. And just a really nice DM, you know, complimenting and saying I'm funny. And that's such a big thing for me. I like to be funny. So it meant a lot. And then, instantly it was just click. It was like chat. Message, and then he was like, can I call you? And I was like, God, no one actually does this. What the hell's going on? Because normally for me it's talk, have a message, and then nothing ever since. You know, it just fazzles out and nothing ever continues. So when he was like, oh, can I call you, we had a lovely chat on the phone, and then was like straight away, let me take you for a date, let me take you for a drink. And I was like, God, this never happens. I was like, how is this happening in the space of like 4 hours? I'm here sitting in my shift at work like, oh, this is going really well. So yeah, like really spontaneously went on a date that night and it just clicked. That night, that's what I mean.
Wow.
That's what I mean.
Hop, skip and jump.
Yeah, wow. So it was spontaneous and I was like throwing myself out there. Yeah. And then brilliant day. Had so much in common but nothing in common at the same time. He just seemed like this amazing guy that was...
Hang on, can I just ask, like, so when you first saw him, were you like, oh my God, here he is? Or were you like... Okay, like what was like the looks wise? Where were you at with that?
I'm a little bit toxic myself. I like to have a project.
Okay.
So when I meet someone, I sort of look them up and down and go, okay, like facially features, they could work. Dress sense, there's something there that I can work on with you.
Oh,
and I love buying clothes for boys. They love it as well.
So
okay. So that was I think the initial, his charm was the first thing.
The charm, right.
He was very charming.
He had lovely eyes and, you know, I don't normally go for certain features that he had, you know, for example, like a beard. I don't go, that's not my normal type.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I thought, give someone a chance, you know, try out something different. But yeah, I mean, it was going really well. It was going 100 miles per hour so quickly. And I don't know, a part of me was like, well, you need to slow down. You know, you've just come out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Chill out a little bit. But talking to him, he said he's just come out of being engaged.
Wow.
So I thought, oh, okay, maybe this is nice. Maybe this is the right thing to do. You know, we're both sort of in the same place in our life. And we continued dating, went on 2 dates. And then the third date, we spontaneously booked a trip to Greece.
What?
On
so you've been on three dates.
Yeah, we just felt it was right. We felt like this is how it should be. This is So we both want.
Whose idea was it? And then how quickly did you go?
So he brought it up on our first date saying, well, I said, I want to travel the world. I've been to a couple of places. I want to see some other places. And he said, I'd love to see Greece. And I said, well, I want to do, my dream is to go do the island hopping. And we spoke about it. And he went, well, I'd love to go to Greece with you. This was on the first date. So there's me thinking, all right, this is probably not going to go further than tomorrow, but okay. And then the third date comes and he goes, right, let's book this trip then. And I went, what? Sorry? And he was like, no, let's book this trip now. And I was like, okay. And then, yeah, laptop was out.
So hang on,
trip was booked.
Who paid for it?
He booked it.
Oh, right. Oh,
He paid wow. and booked it. But then I'm an independent woman. I was like, no man is paying for me. I'll pay for myself. Thank you. Set the money straight over.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Okay, so
I thought there's no ties. Right. No, I'm not going to have someone hold over me.
Yeah,
that,
hold a holiday.
Yeah, they're not holding that. But it was for 3 months' time. So he was in April and we hadn't booked the trip.
Oh, so you'd fully committed.
This is key information.
Right, I know. So part of me was like, let's go spontaneously. But then I'm like, I haven't got the time off work yet.
Hang on. So you booked a trip in 3 months' time?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So I was like...
Very brave.
Very brave. But very I thought, brave. This is going the right way. He was winning me over. I had these rose-tinted glasses on. I was like, in love.
So between then and the holiday then, how did it go?
So we had some amazing dates that we would go all around the UK and all around London and Essex. One of these dates, we went on a indoor arcade centre. So you can do like bowling, shuffleboard and go-karting. And we did this indoor go-karting and, you know, I didn't think anything of it. And I thought, oh, he's going to be quite nice and let me win and it's going to be quite cute. But not that I know, as soon as the whistle went, he zoomed past me straight off, just sped off. And I thought, right, I need to win this. You know, come on, do it for the girls, do it for the girls. Oh, God. So he broke in front because some girl crashed. So he's then crashed into this girl behind and stopped. But where I sped round the corner and not thinking anything of it, I've literally just flown into the side of him. Ooh. Yeah, it was quite bad. He's then screaming in pain.
Oh, no.
I'm like, in pain. I thought he was saying anger. I thought in anger. I'm like,
no, in pain. Well, you know. And then he's called over, like the person who ran the go-kart, and they've called over medical assistance.
Oh, God.
It got dramatic. It was so dramatic. So I was like, oh, my God, I'm standing there embarrassed. And then I'm trying to brush it off, like going, that was funny, wasn't it? And he's like, no, I've actually cracked a rib. Like,
no, had you really?
Yeah.
No. What, did you have to go to A&E?
Yeah.
You have to go to A&E.
No.
Why does everyone end up in A&E on their dates?
I know.
Did you feel guilty at the time, though?
Oh,
or was you like,
guilty.
Oh, come on, let's get over it?
No, no. Obviously, I felt guilty. You know, I have got a heart somewhere, but yeah, no, I felt awful.
At that point, you did. Yeah,
somewhere in here. I felt awful.
But you managed, he didn't hold it against you.
No, he didn't hold it against me. We just continued. It was just going a nice way. It was a funny story, you know, funny story that I thought we'd tell the grandkids.
Yeah, one day you'll tell the family at the wedding speech. They'll be like, no, and then she ran into the side of me.
And
so,
and
like, this
love.
Is all on the lead up then to the holiday.
Yeah.
Was there ever any moments where you were like...
There was many, many red flags. And the more I spoke about it with my friends, they would then emphasise on it. And I'd be like, no, 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 it's normal. It's normal.
So like,
I mean, he was meeting my friends and he was meeting my family. So it was going the normal way for me. But there'd be times where I would say, oh, I'm in your hometown. I'm working in that area. He was always put something on his story. He would use social media all the time. So it'd always be a picture of his drink or a picture of his hand or a picture of the landscape. So, and then tag the place that he was at. And so I would be like, oh, you're at this place. Okay, I'm around the corner. Let's meet in 20 minutes. I'm in the area. And then it would be a freak out. Brendan, he just put on his story. It'd be a freak out. No, I'm leaving now. I'm leaving. Then left and then met me outside the area and then said, oh, let's just go in for lunch. Like, I was coming anyway. No, I don't want to go in there because I've already been in there today. So let's go up this pub up the road.
And did you not start thinking at this point, this is weird? Or
I did, but I don't know. A part of me was like, just shrugging it off. He played this picture of being such a genuine guy. He won my family over and won my friends over and started making the comments of, you know, when we go to Greece, I want you to be my girlfriend. And saying the love word, but not in the love word, saying like, I adore you. Mm. We had the exclusive chat, you know, I'm not dating anyone other than you. Like, I want only to see you. And I'm a fiercely loyal person. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have the time to message all these other guys at the same time. I wish I did. I wish I was a player, but I'm not. So when I'm seeing that person, I put all of my energy into that one person. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I expect the same back.
And I think sometimes when it's just happening, it's just happening. You don't really question it.
Of course. Yeah. And also if you're coming out of, you know, a toxic relationship, there's a bit of a loss, right? And someone swooped in and is just showing you all this greatness.
Like, it's love bombing you.
Yeah, 100%. You do, it was love bombing, that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a top up. It's a lovely feeling, right? Yeah. So I get it. I totally don't get it.
And like you said, he was weird on social media. Like, I feel like that would be a red flag for me. Not everyone likes social media. I get that. But like, always just like a picture of your drink or whatever. And like, you know, like not other people in the pictures. I'd be like, where's your mates?
So this was all going really nice. And then we started, you know, was getting ready to go to our trip to Greece. The country itself was amazing. I was like, oh, this is the first time I'm seeing this place. You know, I'm very adventurous. So I love hiring quad bikes and going on excursions and doing boat trips. Whereas his idea of fun was reading a book by the pool. And once he read his first book cover to cover, I was like, right, attention, let's get ready like this. And then the second book came out of the bag. And he read that cover to cover. This was the first day done. And then the second day came. The third book came out.
What is he reading?
I don't know. Harry Potter?
50 Shades.
Harry Potter, Goblet of Fire style. Like that. I'm talking chunky book. Yeah. Page to page.
He's just like ignoring you.
Ignoring me. Yeah, that's all he packed. Yeah, wow. Ignoring me. And I was like, I even said to him, I was like, wow, I am dying for a bit of conversation. I was one of these people that, you know, you see the reps walking around the pool. And I was like, come and talk to me. Yeah. Please talk to me. Anybody. And he went, oh, I'm saving my conversation for tonight. And I was like,
right, is that what we do here? Yeah. We save conversation.
That is so weird.
And then we got to dinner
bizarre.
And I went, I can't wait to hear what you've got to talk about. Bring it
tell
on.
Me all about your book.
Yeah.
How strange. I feel like I go on holiday and I read books. Like, you don't do that on your first ever holiday.
No, okay,
I don't
know.
It's just
a
thought about
it. Yeah, I would have kind of thought about it. Each other, and that is it.
Shag and get a tan. No.
Well, if that, though, because you're shagging too much. Like, you come back pasty, but you come up really skinny.
No, 100%. And I think as well, the build up to it, he's talking to my friends, like, the week before we was going on holiday, saying, like, the holiday's going to be when I asked her to be my girlfriend. This is going where I want it to go and all of this. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have the best holiday ever. And I was like, okay, I feel like we've been married 50 years.
Yeah.
I'm walking around the room in nothing and you're not even batting an eyelid. Oh, you're rolling
so
over.
So no, like, sexual...
No interaction at all. I mean...
Hold on.
No, this is what I mean.
For the whole holiday?
Majority of the holiday. The first night, probably, and then that was it.
No,
yeah.
Did you, like, initiate that? Were you trying?
Of
you
course,
like...
I'm human. Of course
it is. He was rejecting you?
Yes, I could...
Too tired to read one of these books, isn't it?
Yeah, too tired, yeah.
Babe, I'm That's reading so Harry Potter.
I'm reading, yeah. Leave me
on the last chapter, it's getting good.
Yeah. Now it's getting juicy, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was just... So the energy had shifted.
Yeah.
And part of me was like, is this what I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my life? You know, I was thinking this would be my last boyfriend and I was, you know, it's going the right way. We're at similar ages where he was a little bit older than me. So I'm thinking at 27, I'm like, oh, right, okay, I'm going to start having my babies now.
Mm.
Yeah. That's where my mind was.
How old was he?
He was 30.
Oh, so old to be reading books on holiday and not shagging.
So old. Yeah, no, exactly. But there'd be times as well where he would change his attitude and be, I love going out for dinner. I think that's such a nice thing to do. And he'd be like, no, I don't want to eat dinner today. I want to just go out and drink. And I was like, drink all day.
He's really getting
And he'd
nerves.
Be like, start at 2 o'clock. And I'd be like, okay, like that's fine. Drink on the balcony, fine. And then I would be like 6 o'clock and I'd be ready for dinner. And he'd be like, no, I don't want to go for dinner. Let's go for pre-drinks. So I was like, pre-drinks? I'm not 20.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not. I'm
Can also call- like, you need to... Am I just a parent now? But I'm like, you need to line your stomach and eat when you're going to
drink. I'm the same. Yeah, I'm the same. I wanted to go out for a steak and a nice glass of wine.
And so you're on holiday, like,
100%. And then, so this time that we actually went out, we actually went out for dinner. He did a compromise. And then we went into,
massive compromise.
Great for him. And then we went into this club or bars, whatever it was, along the strip. And he was getting rowdy. He was getting really drunk, you know, shot, which is fine. It wasn't bothering me too much. Then he started to try and pull other girls.
No.
Yeah. He was trying to,
you
know, chat them up. Yeah, chat them up in front of me.
Disgusting.
And he failed miserably, which was an ick. So I was like, I'm sitting pretty. I was like, good luck, girls. If he was trying to pull me, I would laugh in his face.
Yeah.
So he was failing. And then I was sitting at the bar and one of our neighbours from the hotel was there and he was chatting away to me. And then he came over and he was like, why is every guy in this place trying to talk to you? And then I was like, trigger. I was like, trigger from my ex, trigger warning. That's when I mentally checked out. I was like, absolutely not. I'm going back into my mind where I'm like, I'm going to have to watch what I say and watch what I'm wearing again.
But it's okay for him to be like...
Yeah, to be like that. So I was like, I'm just not going to say a word right now because he's not in the right headspace and he's drunk and he's going to say things that he probably doesn't mean. So I let it go. And then the next morning I did bring it up and he was hungover, didn't want to talk to me, rolled over in bed, just curtains closed, like it was an 18-year-old Ibiza room.
Curtains closed.
Yeah, it really put me off. And that's when I was like, God, this isn't what I signed up for.
He sounds boring. Boring and everything else in between.
And an arsehole.
Yeah.
By this point, were you just like checked out? Were you like, well, this is fine?
I was like, I know we need to have a conversation when we get home. It was one of them.
Yeah.
But it was awkward because he was staying at my house that when we come back from the airport, because I live near under the airport. So he was staying at my house. I was like, okay, this is going to be an awkward conversation. Don't want to really do it right now. So I'll meet him in the week and we'll have this, you know, an adult communication because I'm an adult and I can do that. But no, he attempted to ghost me. When we got back from the holiday, didn't answer any of my calls, didn't answer any of my texts. I mean,
also, like, he's the one that's been a dick while you're away. At this point, you've kind of checked out, but you're still, like, trying to give him the benefit
of doubt. And obviously, all your friends and family have just seen that you've gone away. It's been built up. All your friends have met him. All my family has met him. I've been nonstop talking about him. So now when I come back, they're like, oh, my God, he must be your boyfriend because that's what he said he was going to do. And I'm like... No, because he read 5 books in the 5 days that we were there. Like it's
and this, you're now 3 months into this relationship,
3 months
right?
in, yeah.
Yeah, that, no, that's, I mean, it's all weird, but to ghost somebody, just to cut them out of your life, that's really triggering in many ways.
Yeah, it was also really at his age.
Yeah, 100%. And I was like, if you can't communicate now, when will you communicate? My friend was just like, be the better person, be strong, like, let's just cut him out your life, be the person to do it first.
Yeah.
So I blocked him off everything. And then, obviously, I blocked his WhatsApp, but I didn't block his number, so he could easily text me instantly. Oh, I've seen that you've blocked me. I went, oh, now you want to know who I am. Now you want to see anything. In the meantime of all that happening, I was having, I say they're not weird, but I was having a lot of girls look at my stories on Instagram, which I was like, at first, it was happening all through holiday. It was happening before that as well, but I didn't really pay much attention to it. It was only that I was now not talking or I'd been distracted by this guy. I was looking more and more on social media and I was noticing a lot more things. And every girl that was looking at my stories was, he followed these girls and liked all of their photos. So, you know, girls can be MI5 agents.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah, we 100%.
Can. Oh, we can find anyone.
Give us one letter of their first name and the place they live. I'll find out anything about this person. So I was noticing that he was liking all their photos and they were liking his photos as well. And I was starting to put two and two together. This one girl in particular kept looking at my Instagram stories and she had nothing on her stories. So I looked at her highlights. And on her highlights was a date that her and my guy went on 2 days before we went to Greece.
No.
And when I called him on this date that he was on, he was like, I'm with my sister. Okay, great. Okay. So that wasn't his sister at all.
So this one particular girl who was on a date with, who was that?
It was Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Guilty.
Beth is still here.
Oh, my God. And your friends.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Sorry. Can I
just confirm this, right? So you're friends, but were you friends before this?
No.
No,
we
weren't. No.
No. No, we're sisterhood now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Beth, tell us what happened.
So,
it's bad.
Where do I start?
Yeah.
So, back in 2021, this is when I had COVID, and obviously, you couldn't leave the house, you couldn't do anything. I'd never had a dating app in my life, but I couldn't leave the house. So I was like, well, I need to entertain myself somehow. So I downloaded Hinge and within 24 hours, I was like, this is rubbish. I'm getting rid of it. But I'd matched with, like, I'm very, very picky. Like, all my friends are like, I have such a type. And there was this one guy that was like my absolute type. And I was like, oh my God, amazing. And I literally said to him, I'm getting rid of this app. Like, I don't want to be on here. And we exchanged numbers and he messaged me and it was going really well. He seemed like a proper gentleman. He was like voice noting me all the time. We had quite a lot in common. And it was just going really, really well. And then I booked this event in London, but had no one to go with. And like, all my friends are busy. I was like, oh my God, I can't go by myself. So I said to him, I've got this like event booked. Do you want to come with me? And he was like, absolutely. It's a date. I can't wait. And we met and I saw him and I got butterflies and I was like, oh, he's like proper my type. We got along really well. We like the conversation was really good. And yeah, had an amazing time. And then we kind of kept going on a few dates over like the Christmas period, beginning of the following year. I just started to get a few red flags, you know, when I was like,
Like what? What were you sort of noticing?
So this guy, he was following like loads of girls on Instagram. Mm-hmm. All of them looked like me as well. Yeah. I was like, this is crazy. I was like, I have so many like people that look like me. I didn't even realize. And he was following all of them.
Sisters.
Yeah, I was like,
but then
all these
I
sippins.
Suppose you're like, well, I've got a type, so maybe
yeah,
he's got
I
a type.
Have a type. So yeah. Fair enough. And he was liking all these girls' pictures. They were liking his back. But still, I was like, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Was
like,
he vague about what he was doing?
Very
was
vague.
Doing
very vague. So, like I say, if he'd go out, again, it'd be like a picture of like a drink normally. And so we kind of like lost touch in like the February time. He messaged me saying, Happy Valentine's Day. And I was mm-hmm. like, I don't need someone like this. I want someone who's there for me. Consistency is like key. And at the time, I just moved to like another place. So I was like, you know what? I'm just, you know, say goodbye to him sort of thing, which I was quite sad to do. And then we kind of like stayed friends. It was kind of weird, really. My friends always take the mick at me. They're like, Beth, whoever you date, you can't let them go. You just stay friends with them. And I'm like, yeah, I just see the best in everyone. Nice. So we kind of like stayed friends. And I just got offered a job on an island in Guernsey. And I was chatting and telling him about that. And he was like, oh, I've just booked a holiday to Greece. And I was like, I love Greece. It's one of my favorite places. And I was like, who are you going with? And he was like, oh, I'm going with two lads from work. I'm really excited. And I was like, oh, I love Greece. It's like so pretty. And he was like, oh, you should come. And I was like, oh, I would, but I'm like, I'm moving abroad. Otherwise, like, I'd absolutely love to come. You go with your boyfriends and you have fun, like have an amazing time.
Okay, hold on. I need a break because I feel like I've just figured out what's actually going on here. I need a breather. I've clearly figured out, and I'm sure you have as well, that this guy's playing both women.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, Beth and Paige, it's the same guy.
Yeah, this person needs a name for a start. Mm-hmm. He's got to be really stupid and equally really smart. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, who has the time and effort to be able to keep that up? But also, it just shows you how we ignore red flags when you kind of like someone.
Yes, yeah. Or when you get someone when they're vulnerable. Straight out of a relationship, feeling sad, all swoops in.
Yep.
Oh,
I just want to know more now. Yeah. I want to know how they figured it out, how he tried to weasel his way out of it.
Yes, weasel his way out.
Weasel. Let's call him Weasel.
Mr. Weasel.
Mr. Weasel.
Done. Beth, please just put us out of our misery and tell us what the fuck is going on.
Okay, so as you can gather, obviously, I didn't go to Greece. But we did stay in contact. We stayed, like, very good friends, kind of more than friends, like flirty friends. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm at the airport, about to go to Greece. I'm so excited. As soon as we got there, sent me photos of himself on the beach where they were staying.
Did he show his books, his shitty little books?
Yeah.
No, did it look like he had like a really like adventurous holiday?
Yeah,
like,
to be fair, I never saw a picture of one single book. But I do.
We did
I
do a really, lot. Yeah. Look at me defending him. No, we did a lot.
Obviously, I never saw a picture of anyone he was with. I presumed he'd gone with two guys. It got to the point where I think he put something on his story on social media and tagged the hotel. And I was like, oh, I want to see where he's staying. So I went onto the hotel's location. And then little did I know, I was like, this girl called Paige was in the same hotel in the same day. Had a picture and pretty much the same
it
location.
Was the same picture. It's the same
yeah,
picture.
Yeah, same picture. And okay. I was like, oh, she looks quite similar to me.
Oh my God, he's got a type.
Yeah.
Like, and this seriously. Point as well, I had bleached blonde hair as well. So
right. Even
yeah.
more so.
Very
even
much
more
the same.
So. And then obviously, because we weren't together at this point, I was like, well, I can't call him out on this. Yeah. Like, if he's decided to tell me that he's gone with two friends, so be it. I'm not going to question him at all. And then throughout the holiday, it was like, send me pictures. He was like, I'm loving it here. This is what I've been doing. Mm. Again, there wasn't a picture of anybody he was with, yeah. but I was like, well, I've kind of worked it out for myself.
Does that
haven't
make
I?
You feel like yeah. hearing that? Like hearing, yeah. like, oh, he texted me at the airport. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, in Greece, he didn't have internet on his phone. Ick. He didn't have that.
What, was he on a pay as you go?
No. Do you know when like some contracts you can use your phone in Europe, where his phone, he couldn't use it? So he's connected to my phone to use my internet.
That makes it 10 times worse.
So much worse.
And yeah. I had no idea. Like people are going to say, oh, how did you not know? I honestly had no idea.
Well, people use their phones
no
as well.
Like, yeah. That he was doing this. Like, and as I said, yeah. he wasn't even on his phone much. And when he was on his phone, I physically saw him ring his mum. And he was talking to his mum for ages. Mm. So I didn't actually...
Which is quite nice, isn't it? It's like, oh, yeah, he's checking in with his
mum. I didn't ever question that, like, oh, he must be messaging other girls. He was never really on his phone. Yeah. So he must have been doing it you know,
when
you're
in the shower, ooh, having a wee.
Yeah.
That's even worse. Yeah, like, getting ready to go for the dinner that you didn't really want to go for.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, sorry, I just had to have that as a sidebar.
That's, that's really awful, though.
It is. Like, I'm sorry. That's really... No, but, that so makes sad. It worse.
Like,
But again, like, I couldn't question him. I didn't want to get involved and message you because I was like, well, listen, I'm not even seeing this guy at this point. Yeah, so it's nothing to do with me. And then we kind of like stayed friends throughout like the rest of that year. And then anyway, I got a new job and I messaged him and I was like, oh, guess who's moving back to like London? And he was like, oh, no way. That's really good news. We'll have to rekindle. And I was like, part of me in my head, I always thought, because I always give people second chances. Mm. I always thought, I can see myself moving back to London. And especially if like he's going to be there and he's still single, it makes me more kind of want to maybe... rekindle and see where things go with him.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Well, this is before I moved back. I kind of flew back to see him and to see my family for Christmas. And we went to Winter Wonderland. We went on like a really nice date. He was saying like all kind of like the right things.
Yeah.
And it was going really well. And we had a laugh and it was lovely. And then we were kind of speaking all over Christmas. We met up again. We had a few dates. We went to like the theatre to see Mamma Mia. We did like, I went to this like candlelit concert, which was like a Coldplay event in London, which was really, really. So we did like nice things.
Got a decent amount of money to be able to have been like, well, going to oh
no, he never paid.
No, he never paid for a thing.
No, this was a very, so everything was 50-50.
Oh, sorry, so it's for him, yeah, right? It's not,
and then
you
he goes like, oh, yeah, you want to send me the money now?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
So at this point, you're in London, you're dating, going on these lovely dates.
And the other thing was, so my stepdad's wedding was coming up and I had an invitation and he was like, have you got a plus one? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, can we RSVP? I really want to come.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So he has no boundaries.
Nothing at all. And obviously, like, I told my family about him. So I was like, yeah. I was like, you can come, like, if you want to come. And he was like, yeah, I'd love to. Let's RSVP.
Yeah. God, he's making me angry now.
I know.
So, inviting himself.
I know. I mean, I did, oh, he did secretly
that often.
Want him
he did
there.
That often.
Yeah, I left the invitation on the side so he'd see it. So he'd be like, okay, oh, what's this?
All right. Okay.
But, so yeah, it was sort of like, all right, planted.
All right, take that back.
Yeah,
back
yeah.
Can have one thing.
Yeah, but he could have ignored it, but he didn't. I said to my family, like, oh, he's going to come to the wedding. So my family kind of knew what he looked like. And then flash forward like a week. So this is just like just before Valentine's. So my stepbrother, he married a girl from Newcastle. So they always go up to Newcastle to see her family, her friends, that sort of thing. And I said to the guy I was seeing, where are you going this weekend? What are you doing? He was like, I'm going up to Newcastle. And I was like, oh, have fun. Who are you going with? And he was like, oh, just a bunch of guys. They're like part of the stag do that's happening later on this year. And I was like, oh, have fun. Don't get up to like too much mischief. At the weekend, my stepbrother phones me and he's like, Beth, you know when, you know the guy that you're bringing to like Dad's wedding? I was like, yeah. He was like, he's out in the same bar as me.
Oh.
And I was like,
how?
No
what
way.
What are the chances?
Yeah. And I was like, oh. And I was like, oh, he's with a bunch of lads. Go up and speak to them if you like. And he was like, no, no. He's with a girl, like holding a hand and kissing her. And I was like, excuse
Whoa.
Me?
Oh my God.
I know. And I was like, what?
And this wasn't you?
Oh my
no,
God.
Definitely
no.
Not.
I cut ties as soon as I got back from Greece.
No, this was, yeah.
No, I moved on.
And I instantly believed him because you know that like, you have a gut feeling. And I've always said, if you
and
have a gut feeling.
Just, and why would he ring and just say that?
Yeah. What are the fucking chances?
What are the chances? It's so slim.
So, how did you react to that? What did you do? Did you say anything?
As soon as he told me, I was like, right. So I said, what does she look like? And he described her. And I went onto his Instagram.
She looks like you.
Pretty much me with dark hair. So I went onto his Instagram. And then there was a few girls I was always like really wary of. You know, ones that like look like me. And he always like liked their pictures and stuff like that. I was like, this is the one. I know it's the one. It's the one that I've been like looking at recently. Like I had like a good feeling about her. And I went onto her story. She was in Newcastle on a night out in the same bar that he was in. And obviously my stepbrother was in. And I was like, okay, I know which person it is as well.
Wow.
And then it got to a few days later. And I didn't speak to him. And it was Valentine's Day. And he messaged me, happy Valentine's Day, beautiful. I can't wait to see you. All that. Yeah, literally. I don't know how many girls he copied and pasted that message to.
Hundreds.
But,
hundreds.
Yeah, loads. We all got the same one.
And send to the masses.
Send to all contacts. I responded and I said, we're done. And he was like, what? He was like, why have you changed your mind so drastically? And I was like, I'm out with a minute, but I'll explain later.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I think it was for the dentist. And I wasn't doing anything. I was in the waiting room. I could have responded, but I was like, no, I'm going to make him wait. Yeah. He can wait. And then it got to a few hours later and he was like, Beth, I'm still waiting. He was like, where's my answer?
Well, you poor
like,
fucker, you're waiting.
Yeah. And I was like,
but I love how bothered he is. Like,
yeah.
Beth, I'm still
He's
waiting.
So shocked. Like, He's you can so wait shocked. A little bit longer. And then it got to the evening. This was on Valentine's Day. And I sent him a voice note. Now, this voice note did not get opened to the following day. So I was like,
Who was
he with on Valentine's night?
Oh, right, on that, sorry. I was just thinking he was like being, he was playing a game.
No, no, no. Yeah. I know he would have opened that straight away because he was curious. But obviously the fact that he didn't, He must have been with someone.
Yeah. Oh, so he quickly wanted to know before he went on his date on Valentine's.
Of course,
Day.
He wanted to find out first.
This guy.
Yes, he
Who's
could
he
deal with
pick?
It.
Who would he pick?
Yeah, and then I explained everything, and then he was like, "Fair enough. You know what? I did go and meet her. I was like, thanks for being honest. Like, I wish you well. I wish you good luck." A few days later, I was just at my friend's house. I was like getting my lashes done, and my phone was going off, and I thought, "Oh, who's that?" So I had like a burner account message me on Instagram saying,
"We all had the same message, by the way,
yeah.
at the same time,
pretty much, yeah, pretty much,
probably
pretty
staggered
much.
A little bit, yeah. but yeah." And it says something like, "Hi Beth, are you dating so and so? If so, you need to join this online group now." Mm. And it was a link to a group.
So I was on FaceTime to my friend and we were talking about this online forum. And this online forum was literally about girls asking about red flags and green flags mm-hmm. of certain guys. So they put up an image of this guy and they said, the saying is, any tea? Have you got any tea about this guy? So then, you know, if they've got nice things to say about him, they'll say nice things. If they've got not so nice things, they'll give warnings about this yeah. person. Mm. So there's someone who knows them, and London's quite a big place and there's lots of girls and boys in London, so yeah. it happens. So I was on FaceTime and we was talking about my past with this guy and we were saying, you know, oh, he probably gets about in London, and not knowing to the extent, we said, I wonder if he's on this group. And we screen shared on FaceTime. She literally scrolled up for a second and there his face popped up. A picture that I actually took of him.
No!
No, that makes it worse!
Yeah, so a picture that I actually took of him was there.
This guy.
So now my heart is racing. I can't get into this group, so I'm now going through a friend on screen share going, you know, tell me what they yeah. say, what's happening God. Here. I'm saying, comment on my behalf, do this, do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're already on this, there was a couple of likes and there was about 12 comments of about three other girls saying, I dated him from this period to this period. These yeah. are the red flags that I got. And I was like, no way, that's the same as me. Then another girl, I dated him from here to here. Then the other girl said, oh, hang on a second. If you dated him from X to Z, I dated him from W to Y.
No.
And yeah. they all crossed over. And it was more and more girls coming through. And this one girl who created the post about him then started reaching out through her burner account on Instagram.
Okay, so I wondered yeah. who the burner account
yeah,
was.
That means,
right.
So, yeah, because it comes, you can do anonymous posts, right? So you don't right. have to put your name to it. And, you know, some people don't want to, I mean, I wouldn't want to put my name to it no. sometimes. And she reached out to us on a burner account and said, you know, do you know this guy? And was like, yeah, obviously we know this guy. You need to join this group. And I was like, I'm trying to get into the group. Once I got into the group, that was it. And then week by week, his face, a different picture, a different girl yeah. was wow. posting about him and saying, oh, you know, I'm going on a date with him on Friday. I've just matched with him on Hinge. Yeah. He's on Bumble. He's on another date.
I
website.
Dated him last night. I dated him
yeah,
last
I went
week.
On a, yeah. yeah, and then more and more girls were going, oh, if you yeah. dated him here, I was also dating him here. Then the new yeah. girl, Newcastle girl came forward. Then someone else came forward. It's yeah. just...
guys fucking busy.
Busy. Yeah. Fucking... It's endless.
Yeah.
What was your reaction to that then?
So I messaged him.
Yeah.
I outright messaged him. And I sent him a screenshot of this message. And I was like, I sent it to him and I said, what have you been up to? And he responded, I think, saying something along the lines of, oh, just ignore it. Yeah. That
all,
person's
all these
a psycho.
Girls are psychos.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're
right.
all the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. Everyone.
And then obviously I got accepted onto the group, but it did take about 2 days.
Yeah, it took a long time.
It took a long
so
time.
My heart, my anticipation.
My heart
of it,
was racing.
I'm like, ready. I've got it all in my notes ready to send of what's happened.
Literally. Yeah. So I finally got accepted and I was over at another friend's house and I got a notification on my phone. And I had to step outside. And like, I said to my friend, I said, there's so much that I need to read on this group.
Yeah.
I don't want to come across as rude just being on my phone in front of you. Mm. It was raining outside. I went and stood outside on my phone for hours just going through everything. And I came back. And I was just like, I was shocked at the
yeah.
amount of girls, firstly, the way that they look, how we
yeah,
all look the same.
The same.
Very similar stories, very similar red flags.
Once he got what he wanted, that was the common
out the
denominator.
What
once he
did
got
he
what,
want?
Did
what did he want? Yeah.
What did he want? He wanted...
I think it was validation.
Yeah.
I think he wanted to know that he was wanted by other women.
100%.
And that alone gave him okay. that self-confidence
yeah.
to just carry on doing what he was doing.
Yeah.
With no shame.
So once he knew that you liked him,
yeah,
he'd
100%.
Move on to the
yeah,
other
definitely.
One.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I think okay. it was when that other person yeah. opened up and let her guard down, and
yeah.
then sort of said, you know, actually, I do like you, and I see this going further. That's when he goes, no thanks.
Yeah, no.
But
thank
doesn't
you.
Ever tell the girl that yeah. that this is not what I want. He just moves
oh, no,
on to the next
no,
one.
Oh no, the communication is severely lacking.
He just moves on to the next
yeah.
one.
So then, how did you guys become friends out of all of this? Because it could have almost gone the other way.
Yeah, you
could have easily have been like, oh, you missed your mummy.
Do you know what it was? I think as well, with us girls, there were so many of us girls, by the way. Like, there was another post that said, please like this if you've dated this guy. And there was about 80 girls, 80 fucking girls who liked this post.
And can I just point out, these are only girls that know about this group.
Yeah.
So this is taking out the equation all the people that don't have access to that group. They don't know about it.
I want to be on this group because I feel like there's some ex-boyfriends in there.
My sister's exclusive friends are on it.
VIP, we'll get you in.
I want to be wait to be accepted. I want to be on it now.
Yeah.
I want to be in the group. Yeah.
But so that's a good what thing. It was. That was the sisterhood. Yes. All of us girls sort of like come together and was like, we've got similar stories. Rather than tearing each other down, let's support build each other up, support each other. Yeah. If we're all saying the same thing, it can't be us. Yeah. It can't be our problem. Yeah, you know, all the stories were matching up. All the stories were the same. And with the B points, we would pass screenshots, wouldn't we? We'd share screenshots of what he would say. And we would have word for word. The same text.
He'd copy and paste everything. Everyone.
Well, I was going to say, like, this guy must be quite creative in the old brain of his, or lack of brain, because he, to be able to, like, keep up with the stories, remember things, have that much sex as well. He wasn't having that much.
I don't give him that credit.
Maybe he needed a break. Do you know what I mean? He was like, this is my fucking break.
100%. That's why I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Patted
him on the back. You chill out, babe. You've had a hard time.
You shoot them curtains. You and your penis, bless you.
You've had a hard year.
That's why he had to go halves and everything.
Because he could afford it.
He could afford it. 100%.
That sales job was not paying for all this date life.
You know, we've all communicated each other. We've all supported each other. I mean, we've all moved on as well. So we're all in some of us in different relationships, some of us are now dating, back on the scene. Yeah. So, you know, we're all like, don't forget about that red flag. Even if they're doing this.
Do you feel like you've like learnt from it? Or did it create you for it? Was you a bit more, was you a bit like, I'm not going to date for a while? Or was you like, I've learned I can move forward?
I'm always quite a cynical person anyway. So I don't really trust anyone that anyone says, but guy-wise. But now I think it's made me more aware. And I think if I get an initial red flag, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what the thing that comes to my head is that, like, obviously with you in particular, you came out of a toxic relationship, right? So there's going to be many other women, like, you know, the way you guys are speaking about it right now, obviously you're over it, which is fine, but there's women going through it right now.
Yeah, 100%. And he hasn't stopped. He's still doing it.
He's messing with really vulnerable women.
And that's what I said, I hope he doesn't.
Fucking cool.
I hope it doesn't go as far as, you know, that's why we are there for the girls. Because I don't want it to be a message that this ends really badly for someone, you know? That's not nice. So that's why I feel like it's my duty to almost educate and forewarn other people. And to support them as well, to support them. And I've had people come to me that's nothing to do with the group, know him through me, and then said, I've just seen him in the Maldives on Instagram, within the Maldives of another girl.
Yeah.
So it's like...
He's been on at least six holidays with six different women.
He goes on great holidays.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my God, girls. What a fucking story.
I know.
Yeah.
So what do you feel like you've learned from this experience? You've got to take something from it.
I think... basically trusting your gut. If you have a gut instinct about someone, or if you think that there's something off, there probably is. Like, as much as you don't want to admit it to yourself, I hate confrontation. So, like, if I've got a red flag which is going to lead to confrontation, I ignore it. That red turns to green and I carry on. Yeah. And, like, I need to stop doing that. And I think helping other girls as well. Like,
yeah, I was about to say, don't tear anyone down.
No. Yeah. And there's still
not,
girls.
It's normally not the girl's fault.
It's not.
I think I've learned that with age as well. Obviously, I've grown up going, you know, you do get points where you break up with someone, you hate the girl, you blame them for everything. But
I used to be like that.
Yeah, but then, you know, you need to take a step back and go,
their loyalty isn't to you directly. His loyalty is to you. Yeah. And the people end up being angry at the wrong person.
I agree.
They do.
So I think take a step back, look at the situation from another perspective and give the benefit of the doubt to the girl or to the other party rather than, you know, they're the ones that should be loyal to you. So they're at fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think what we've also taken from this is that, what did we call him?
Oh, Weasel, Mr. Weasel.
We've named him Mr. Weasel.
I like it. It's quite appropriate.
I've got like a pretty strong feeling that Mr. Weasel is footing the bill tonight.
Oh, he is. And he's buying us all a holiday.
Yeah.
To go together.
We're taking us on holiday and we're not going halves.
Like yeah.
That. Yeah.
Thank you.
And no books allowed.
Thanks for listening, guys. And while you're at it, I know you've got your phones open. So you see that little follow button? Hit it now. And whilst you're there, you might as well leave us a really nice review.
From Podimo and 2020, this has been First Dates, the podcast hosted by me, Frankie Bridge.
And me, Cece Coleman.
The producers are Blondin Hogue and Fionn Lewis.
The video producer is Rob Walsh.
The executive producers for Podimo are Jake Chudnow and Matt White. The executive producer for 2020 is Martin Tricky.
Special thanks to Bruno Pias, Kendra Steve and Fatima Patea.
For ad-free episodes, subscribe to Podimo UK on Apple Podcasts.